So the big question is this: how do people like you and me, who didn't get an MBA from Harvard Business School, who came from a modest background, how do we present our intelligence, our skills, and our experience in a way that makes the top consulting firms hire us, yet still stay true to ourselves on the way? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. So, I have decided to try out my own teachings, and I applied for a job. I applied for a role of a customer value consultant. Well, a customer value. In essence, you sell a large software, and then somebody has to come in and show the clients how they can actually extract value from this, and that's what you need management consultants for. So I applied for this, and I went into the whole process to see, to test my own teachings. So what were the learnings? First of all, without bragging, my teachings were very helpful. Second of all, why were they helpful? Because I went through all the emotions that you probably go through and that every normal person go through when they apply for a job. I felt, in a funny way, insecure. Had to do interviews, and they asked me questions, and I had to answer them. And there was absolutely no way to prepare for what they would ask. So let me give you my list of highlights of insights that I got. Number one, the sort of my 30 seconds of amazingness. I was so glad I had them practiced a million times in the coaching group when I show it to other people. It is unfailingly, it's a great weapon. You go in, you roll off your amazingness, and the other person just looks at you and starts smiling. Second insight, I did find my mind wandering, walking away. The interviewer asked me a question, and I, for a moment, found I'm drifting off. And it was an effect that I didn't know the answer to the question. And then my mind started to drift off into, oh shit, I should have a good answer here. Oh man, what if I don't answer something good here? I really want to impress that person, but I really don't know that answer. And what saved me was my own teaching saying, listen to the question. Don't do anything else. Just listen to the question. Don't panic. Don't start thinking. And so I focused. I let that interviewer ask his question. And then my next teaching was very helpful, to trust myself and just say, and don't try to mind read. Don't try to think, what does he want to hear? But simply say, okay, what will be my answer to this? And I gave my answer. I thought it was a pretty good answer. Never heard any bad feedback on it, and they offered me the job. So it wasn't that bad. Next insight, I completely fucked up a part of the interview. It was actually, they gave me a bit of a training beforehand, and I should use their software to do something and then present the results of this analysis. I just failed at using the software. I just had to say, well, look, you wanted me to do this analysis, but I didn't manage. But I could tell you what I would have done if I had managed, because I understood what the software does. I just technically, I would have needed more training in using it. I just didn't find the right buttons. So I failed at the essence of what they wanted me to do to prepare for the interview. And they still gave me the job. So again, there is no such thing as doing something wrong in the interview or failing. I have so many people who come back and they all make mistakes in the interview and then they still get that job. So it's not about not making mistakes. Insight number four, five, I don't know how many. I laughed a lot. I smiled a lot. Number six, they asked me why I wanted the job. The interview was like, look, I'm looking at your resume and why do you want to do this job here? I mean, you have done all these things and so on. And here, I was very upfront. I said, look, I've been building small companies. That's nice, but it has its drawbacks. And to be real honest, before I go old, I want to be part of one of these super hyper growth companies. And that was a good enough reason. They were like, okay, I can understand that. So it's really be yourself. Don't, if the reasons why you want to join a company, just bring your reasons. It's about authenticity. What else happened? They asked me to ask a question. They were like, okay, so now you can ask all your questions. And I started to grill them on their own business. What's your lasting moat? How do you defend yourself? Why isn't everybody copying what you're doing? It was great. They were on the defense. It was a lot of fun. I can really picture that in consulting as well. You look damn smart when you ask questions like this. So what's your lasting competitive advantage? That's such a cool question. I was really proud it came up in the moment. Yep, that was my interviewing experience. So I'm pretty happy that I implemented what I teach. Now you go ahead. You be great and amazing. You implement what I teach and get your dream job.
Hope you enjoyed the show. Join my free Facebook group, get a job at McKinsey, BCG, Bain to get a community of like-minded people. And if you want to go deeper, I host two free webinars, one on how to be invited to the interviews and one on how to actually be a superstar in the interview. You can find both of them at moritzgruber.net. That's moritzgruber.net. Moritzgruber.net. It's in the show notes anyway. See you tomorrow.